On Tuesday, our Kansas News Service reporters fanned out to watch election results from the top of the ballot to the bottom. Jim McLean starts off the coverage at the top. The latest polls had the governor's race between Republican Secretary of State Kris Kobach and Democratic State Senator Laura Kelly as a dead heat, and the candidates had been bracing for a late night.
The race was called for Kelly relatively early in the evening.
Whoa, so what are you all doing here tonight?
Throughout the campaign, Kelly stressed her willingness to work across the aisle, and she stuck to that bipartisan theme in victory, telling her supporters that her win wasn't a blue wave, it was a, quote, wave of common sense.
This wasn't one side beating the other. It was Democrats and Republicans and independents all coming together to put our state back on track.
Back on track, Kelly said, after years of hardship under former Republican Governor Sam Brownback.
Because as we all know, we have faced challenges here over the last 8 years like in no other state. Yeah. We've seen our schools devastated and the opportunities for our children put at risk. Partisanship was put above all else, and it tore our state apart. That ended today.
Kobach's promise to cut state spending and reimpose the Brownback tax cuts rallied several prominent moderate Republicans behind Kelly. Former Republican Governors Bill Graves and Mike Hayden endorsed her during the campaign, along with former U.S. Senator Nancy Kassebaum. That kept more moderate Republicans from migrating to independent Greg Orman, paving the way for Kelly's 4-point win. Kobach, the hard-charging, self-described full-throttle conservative, was subdued in defeat.
It was a tough, tough race. We battled close to the very end, but this one just wasn't God's will. So I'm really, really grateful. I just want to express that gratitude again and again. It is such an honor to have been fighting beside you in this political battle. And I just want to end by saying, God bless Kansas. Thank you.
Kelly won only 9 of the state's 105 counties, but they included the big ones: Sedgwick, Johnson, Wyandotte, Shawnee, and Douglas. I'm Jim McLean.
And I'm Madeline Fox, watching the other statewide races. The governor's office was the only statewide office a Democrat took. Moderate Republican State Senator Vicki Schmidt faced her toughest test in the August primary, and now the former pharmacist, who favors expanding Medicaid eligibility, will be the next state insurance commissioner. State Treasurer Jake LaTurner, initially appointed by former Governor Brownback, has been returned to office. Attorney General Derek Schmidt, confident he'd won a third term, was more master of ceremonies than candidate early in the evening at the official GOP watch party in Johnson County.
So look, I just get to welcome everybody and kick things off a little bit this evening.
Other than the governor's race, the only statewide race that was really a contest was the race to replace Kris Kobach as Secretary of State.
A different version of Kris Kobach isn't going to cut it. We can do better.
Democrat Brian Bam McClendon, a former Google executive, thought he could do better at ensuring elections and safeguarding Kansans' data. He even had a campaign video where he flashes on screen in a superhero cape.
Let's not go back to Kobach. Let McClendon be the change.
But conservative state representative Scott Schwab, who'd helped usher in the stringent voter registration requirements Kobach wanted, he was the one who prevailed. Schwab has promised to keep the strict rules, but be more low-key.
County clerks, you will be able to execute on elections in a way that you don't have to worry about the ACLU trying to kick down your door anymore.
I'm Madeline Fox in Topeka.
And I'm Brian Grimmett, with news that conservative Republicans have taken back some power in the Kansas House. Conservatives lost more than 24 House seats in 2016, but have regained as many as 10 seats this year. Kelly Warren, a first-time politician, helped move the needle to the right, taking a Johnson County seat that had been held by a moderate Republican.
Just started out wanting to make a difference, and voters went and voted, and they made a difference.
Though conservatives have clearly increased their strength, Kansas GOP Chairman Kelly Arnold expects Governor-elect Laura Kelly to wield her power.
Unfortunately, what I see is, a governor that will be vetoing a lot of things that go onto her desk. She's going to want to, continue to increase the budget, increase taxes, and our legislature is not going to want to do that.
The moderates in the legislature lost big, both in primaries against conservatives and with challenges from Democrats in the general. Representative Tom Cox from Lenexa was worried he'd lose his seat, but he's counting on the bipartisan spirit that allowed the repeal of the Brownback tax cuts and an increase in school funding to rise again.
Instead of either party trying to push their agenda, the first thing we do is sit down and say, listen, can we agree to agree on some things? Can we agree to disagree? Can we compromise?
Whether or not that happens will be key to the success of any push from the new governor to shore up Kansas's healthcare and education systems. I'm Brian Grimmett.
And I'm Stephen Caranda with the results of the congressional races. For the first time in 8 years, Kansas will have a Democrat in the U.S. House. In the Kansas City Metro's 3rd District, Sharice Davids ousted four-term Republican Kevin Yoder.
From the beginning, this campaign has been built on bringing new leaders to the table and new voices to the table.
Davids is a political novice, and she's making history as the first LGBT person to represent Kansas in Congress and one of two Native American women headed to serve in the body. Yoder told his crowd to support Davids because he said the country needs to unify.
This perpetual campaign cycle must close, and common sense and good government must prevail.
Just west, in the 2nd Congressional District, Republicans were celebrating a different political newcomer. Steve Watkins is a military veteran who has tied himself closely to President Trump while fighting off reports that he inflated his resume as an entrepreneur and adventurer.
I'm an outsider. I'm not an outsider anymore. You took a leap of faith in me, and I won't let you down.
Watkins pulled the rug out from under Democrat Paul Davis, who conceded the race and his political career.
It's time for me to turn a page in the next chapter of my life. But I'm not going to back away from the things that I believe in.
The state's other two congressional seats were lopsided victories for Republicans. Roger Marshall won in the big 1st District, as did Ron Estes in the 4th District, representing the Wichita area. So the Kansas races for Congress ended up as a mixed bag. Like other campaigns in the state, they represented some important gains for Democrats, but not the really big night that some were hoping for. I'm Stephen Caranda in Lawrence.
Stephen Caranda, Brian Grimmett, Madeline Fox, and Jim McLean report for the Kansas News Service, a collaboration covering health, education, and politics across the state.